G'day, I'm Tristan White, and this is the Think Big, Act Small podcast. This podcast is for leaders, entrepreneurs, and managers who want to fast-track their personal and professional growth. It's for those of us who have a dream, a plan, an idea about how something in our lives could be better. To make that dream come to life, we have to firstly grow ourselves, and then we have to take action. Get ready, it's time to think big and act small. G'day, I'm Tristan White, and this is episode 48 of the Think Big, Act Small podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm really rapt to be here with you. Today's episode is the next and the last in the Culture Lessons series based on the Culture is Everything checklist. This time, we're up to the last part of the Show More Love section, which is checklist item number 19 of the 19 steps. If this is your first ever episode listening to the Think Big, Act Small podcast, a really big welcome to you. If you're a longer-term listener, welcome back, and thanks for being part of the Culture is Everything crew. Speaking of the Culture is Everything crew, as always, a quick reminder that along with this regular podcast to learn and grow, there's also a Culture is Everything email newsletter that comes out most weekends. If you'd like a regular email with stories, tools, and ideas to help you build a better team culture, please head over to tristanwhite.com.au to sign up. Now, today's episode does focus on the 19th of the 19 steps we've been working through in this first culture lesson series to help you learn the steps needed that I believe are required to build a strong and empowered team. As I've put each of these episodes together, I've always sort of had one eye ahead on the next part of the system or the next step on the checklist to help guide you through the system and to make it flow. But after today's episode, we will have covered all four parts and all 19 steps on the Culture is Everything checklist, so there's no obvious next episode or way that I can help you. Of course, like I mention on every episode, if you've got a question, send me an email, tristan@tristanwhite.com.au. I'd love to hear from you and help you. But the thing is, I was feeling pretty flat about not having an obvious next step or next episode or next way that I can help you build a stronger team. So, I've created something that might help. If you're keen to take your team to the next level and implement this Culture is Everything system even more effectively, I've created an online teaching and accountability program called the Culture is Everything Kickstarter program. The Culture is Everything Kickstarter program will guide you through each of the 19 steps of the Culture is Everything system over a 19-week period. You'll have weekly actions to get done, which will either kickstart or speed up the culture by design you're creating in your business. The likely result, if you execute the system in your business, is a happy, high-performing team that will allow you more time and space as a leader. If you'd like to check out this Culture is Everything Kickstarter program, then please head over to tristanwhite.com.au/kickstarter-program. That's a mouthful. I'll put the link in the show notes. But just know the Kickstarter program costs $19 per week for each of the 19 weeks. That's a total of $361 all up. When you're ready, the Culture is Everything Kickstarter program will be there for you. It kicks off on the 19th day of every month. Please check it out. Sign up if you're ready. And of course, let me know if you have any questions. Lastly, about the Culture is Everything Kickstarter program, whether you lead a startup with 5 to 14 team members, a small team with 15 to 50 team members, or a bigger team with more than 50 people, then this Kickstarter program is the next step in working with me in terms of building a strong team culture. Please check it out. Let me know what you reckon. So, to today's episode. If you've been listening to this culture lesson series, you'll know the Culture is Everything checklist is a list of the 19 steps that I believe are needed to build a strong culture and a truly great place to work. You can grab a copy of the Culture is Everything checklist over at tristanwhite.com.au/checklist. Today's episode is based on item 19 on the Culture is Everything checklist, which is, do you document your culture with an inspiring culture library or memory bank? Now, I can summarize this checklist item into a really simple idea. And that is, if you're going to do all this work to build a strong culture as a foundation of a high-performing team, and then please don't forget to capture the memories. There are so many wins and challenges, smiles and tears, and lessons learned while growing a team with a strong culture, and we need to document those memories as we go. So the way I do this, and I recommend that you do it too, is an annual team culture book, which is effectively a yearbook. The idea of a culture book is one I learned from Tony Hsieh and the team at Zappos. Zappos is an online shoe store based in the US, which is now part of the Amazon family. They've been famously building a strong culture and documenting it in an annual culture book for a really long time. I learned of Zappos and their culture book idea, and then I went and visited them in Las Vegas almost 10 years ago. We've been using this idea of an annual culture book at the Physio Co. ever since. Quite simply, a culture book is a collection of photos and words that capture your team's culture, mostly in the words of your team members. Based on Tony Hsieh's lead, we create an annual culture book at the Physio Co. To make that happen, every year in about March, I email our team at the Physio Co. and I ask them two or three short questions about their thoughts on the Physio Co. and our team culture. Usually about half the team responds to the email. We gather the responses up. We don't edit them. We just tidy up any typos and we put them into a small glossy book with heaps of photos that we collect from our rhythm of parties throughout the year. And that results in a small 40 to 60 page book that documents a year in the life of the Physio Co. and really highlights the great people in our team. We print a copy of the culture book for every team member and have it waiting for them as they arrive at our annual TPC Swarm conference every May. It's really cool and pretty amazing to watch our team members grab their copy of the annual culture book, flick through to find their own page with their quote, their answers to the questions, and a few photos of them we've collected throughout the year. It really is a wonderful way to document a series of events or things that you've got happening in your culture and really create something that you can flick back to and remember the memories. We've been doing this at the Physio Co. since 2012. I think we've got about 8 copies or 8 editions of a culture book, and it's really cool to have this library that we're building as we document our team as we grow it over a long period of time. I'll put the link to the Physio Co. culture books in the show notes. Check it out. It's a really great place to start. Along with the examples of the culture books created by the team at the Physio Co., I'd love to also give you 2 examples of people I know who have been following this Culture is Everything system, learning, implementing, and they too have created a culture book. The first one is by the team at SheMaps. Now, SheMaps is an interesting business which is focused on helping teachers implement digital technologies into the classroom. Specifically, and this is where it started, is by bringing drones into schools. Paul Mead and the team at SheMaps have done a wonderful job of following the Culture is Everything system, and they've got a great example of a culture book. If you'd like to check out what they've created, I'll also put the link in the show notes. But SheMaps.com/news/culture-is-everything is where you'll find that one. And Paul, big shout out to you for the great work you've done with the team there. And thanks for acknowledging the Culture is Everything system as part of what you're building. The second example is by a business called HealthCert. And Paul Elmsley is the founder and CEO of HealthCert. HealthCert provides education for GPs specifically, and they've got a purpose of reducing the impact of skin cancer in the world. It's a wonderful purpose. It's a great business. And HealthCert too have followed the Culture is Everything system, and they've created an annual culture book, which is a great little book that documents a year in the life of HealthCert's team and culture. Again, in the show notes, check it out. So that's it. That's checklist item number 19 on the Culture is Everything checklist. Do you document your culture with an inspiring culture library or memory bank? So what are you going to do? What are you going to do today to find a way to start documenting your culture? It doesn't have to be a big project like a glossy book right from the start. It can quite simply be a little email summary of the year that's been. It could be a collection of photos. It could be a short video. It could be anything towards a stepping stone of building a culture library or a yearbook. Perhaps in 2020, you could have your very own yearbook, like the Physio Co., like SheMaps, like HealthCert, like Zappos, and like many other teams and businesses. Whatever you do, don't forget to capture the memories. That's what we're here for. Alrighty, That's it for episode 48. It's also it for the Culture Lesson series. Thank you very, very much for being here with me, for working through these lessons with me. I'm so grateful to have your attention, and I hope I've been of value to you. If you've got a question, as always, email me, tristan@tristanwhite.com.au. And of course, don't forget about that Culture is Everything Kickstarter program I mentioned earlier. Check it out. When you're ready, it will be ready for you. But like I always say, we have to think big and act small, so don't wait too long. Last thing is that next week, I'm going to release episode 49 of the Think Big, Act Small podcast, which will be a series wrap for 2019. We'll have a summary of the guests we've had on this podcast. There's been some really big names and big interviews earlier in the year. And sometimes the big names have got wonderful advice, and sometimes the less known people have got some really sharp learnings that we can really focus on. Everyone's got something we can learn from. Keep an eye out for the 2019 series wrap of the Think Big, Act Small podcast in episode 49 coming out next week. For the time being, that's it. Have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Think Big, Act Small podcast. I really appreciate it. That's it for today's show. But before you go, I'd love to know what you learned and will take action on from today's episode. Please email me, tristan@tristanwhite.com.au, and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Lastly, to support the show, please subscribe and consider writing a review of the Think Big, Act Small podcast on iTunes or wherever your podcasts live. Until next time, have an awesome day.